So now we have a nice, quiet background. So lovely, and so lovely to be with all of you. There's so many people on this call tonight. It's great. Terrific. Well, we have a lot to be grateful for. We have always, as ever, much to forgive, not only in ourselves but others. We have hopes that we can be gratified about, and certain situations we need consolation or consolement about. But everything flows along according to the developments of life and the will of God, even when we don't understand it. So I would love it if, let's see, we are all set to go. I have all systems on, and I'm just looking around the board. I would love to hear from our community, because it warms up the room and gives everyone a chance to see and feel what others are feeling and needing. And I see that Susan is on the call. Hi, Susan. I'm opening your line.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you today?
Well, you know, I got another, you know, cold. That when I get a cold, it goes, it's asthmatic, bronchitis, and I'm taking this medication, and I think it's making me prone to being sick. I'm going to call the doctor tomorrow, because I'm not getting better, and I'm scared. I'm scared. I don't feel protected, and I my energy is depleted. I'm just scared.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Susan. I'm so sorry. Well, just let us wrap our spiritual arms around you, okay?
I appreciate
that. And know
that.
That you are protected. As it said, as Yeshua said, not even a sparrow falls to the ground that our Father doesn't know. And you really, really are not alone. It's just, you know, we're vulnerable. All of us are vulnerable. And sometimes I feel scared too. And sometimes I feel really, really worried. But that's just what it's like to be human and to feel vulnerable and to know that all kinds of things could happen at any one moment. And it's scary. So we'll hold you, we'll hug you, and keep your heart warm while you get through this, and you will get through it. And you're down on my list today for a special, special blessing.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
And lots of love to you, Susan. So I'm going to look around on the board and see who else. See, isn't it nice that someone can let us know what it feels like to be vulnerable, to need a blessing, to need some help? That's why we open this up to the community, because I want you to see that we're here together. Okay, so we have two other callers, one from area code 780, and you're on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda.
Hey.
Hey, I was at church today. I'm going to a Lutheran church. I'm like confirmed Catholic. A while back, it was really beautiful, and also got confirmed Lutheran a while ago. It was really good too, and it's kind of funny to go to church at the St. John's there. And I've been drawing some really cool blueprints of Christ's blessing, and really perfecting my. I have a blessing tree that I do my Christ's blessing at, and I got your picture of posters on them. I got them laminated so that they don't get tarnished from the weather. And so Yeshua's picture is a little bit tarnished, because like when I poked holes in to pin it, it kind of saturated some of the photo.
Aww.
But I don't. None of it went on his face, so that's the important part. I'm not going to replace
okay.
it if I don't have enough money to. But
okay. Okay.
Looking forward to doing the blessing with you. I don't think I'll be able to make it down to your blessing
oh,
down in Corpus Christi. Yeah, I just can't afford it. What I'm gonna do is invest that money, $100 a month in learning how to garden. And this is so exciting for me because I've wanted to learn how to garden for 10 years. So I have something to look forward to.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Desmond. And also, Desmond brought up an interesting point that I think we could all make reference to. I certainly do this, and that is to make our thoughts, our blessings, and our prayers just a little more tangible. I realized a long, long, long time ago that as an artist, I was being prophetic. I was actually putting my thoughts into paint on canvas, and then they would start coming true. Now, the question is, was I a prophet before I painted, or was the fact of painting what made the thoughts come true? And I have decided over a long period of time that actually making them more tangible is the first step in realizing our thoughts, dreams, and prayers. In one of my recent webinars, I encourage people to do a storyboard for their desires and their dreams and their wishes, to get pictures or doodles or drawings or anything and see them come together in a physical format. The things that they wanted to put together, to put there, and actually see that it's possible for them to exist in the real world. Because see, this is the point at which our faith becomes the most fragile. For example, we could pray for a particular thing, but when we pray, that thought is between us and God. That's in the spiritual kingdom, or between with us and the Holy Spirit or Yeshua. We're expressing a desire and a thought, and it's still very, very intangible. And we're left wondering how in the world this could possibly ever show up. But what I started doing is I started keeping a prayer journal so that when I pray, I write down every prayer that I've prayed. And that crosses the border. It crosses the line. You know, all of a sudden that prayer is now in the physical form, not as a fulfilled prayer, but as a prayer. It's already crossed the line. It's not just in the world of spirit. And I, not only does it bring about my prayers more fully and completely, but it gives me a journal to go back with a time and date when I prayed it and how soon it was answered, and a way of checking off and saying, wow, God, you did good. I didn't expect to get that so soon. Wow, that was only 3 weeks ago. And so I find that a prayer journal is a very, very valuable thing to do. And I also keep blessing journals. When you ask for a blessing, I write your name down. When someone calls me and asks for a blessing, I write their name down. When I ask for a blessing, I write the blessing down. And then I look back on my blessing journal. And then I watch as people come back to the call, and I see what's happened. And it's really, really amazing to watch the pieces of a giant, giant, gargantuan jigsaw puzzle start coming together. If you could imagine having a table as big as a pool table or a huge dining room table, and a jigsaw puzzle covered the whole thing, and it was of a landscape. You can imagine a lot of pieces are just going to be sky. A lot of pieces are going to be green leaves, trees. A lot of pieces just rocks or trails or whatever. And you can't imagine how you're going to put that together. How in the world will I ever put this together? But finally, you see two little pieces and they connect and they make a pattern. And you go, wow, I got a little pattern there. And then you get just a little more optimistic because of that, and you start looking for corner pieces. And you say, okay, this was a corner piece. I know what's supposed to be in the corner over here. And you get maybe two or three more pieces put together. Now you've still got 2,984 pieces to go. But it's starting to make sense. You see, this is what we really, really need to learn as human beings maturing in our spiritual progress. And I'm going to talk more about that, but before I do, I'm going to take another caller from area code 512. You're on. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Okay, don't get jealous. Don't get jealous. I'm in Central Texas, and I have tomatoes growing, and I just got pansies for 10 cents, and they're flourishing, and I got some mint. So I'm having a little spring in the fall.
Oh, how wonderful.
It is gorgeous. I was wondering, okay, a lot of my friends are on both sides of the fence when it comes to the recent election, and a lot of people have not been talking about it because they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
But I did talk to one man who clears energies,
mm-hmm.
and there's been a lot of clearing recently during the election and during all that thing of those little voices in the back of your head that sits there and goes, you're not good enough, or maybe
mm-hmm,
you should be
mm-hmm.
freer or something. Those have been cleared. And right
good.
Now we're about to get into a super moon. It's going to be as close, and, you know, we can take that light. You know, this is one of the things where you take the light into yourself and you cleanse and clear. This is a time of individual cleansing. The outer stuff has been cleared. Now it's time for the individual cleansing. This is a great time to let go of anything that's been blocking your path. Great time to forgive. A great time to let go.
Yes.
And,
oh, yes.
And so basically, and the fear that we have, okay, he hasn't really shown it, but he has a chance to do something good or be inept. It's all basically up to him.
Exactly, exactly.
But,
and so it's up to us. Yeah,
it's up to
I'm
us
like,
to individually cleanse and then open us up to something fantastic.
Exactly. And I would like to add to that. I know there are a lot of people disappointed because of the wonderful human values that were presented by this charming and elegant lady. And I think we all have been yearning to be a little bit free of the warring, dominant male image that has so been prominent in the history of our nation. But, my friends, it's over, okay? It's over. And the decision has been made. And we are a nation that has pledged to live in peace. And we have pledged to support our leadership. And it's time that we forgave the flaws, the personal flaws in the man that has been chosen to lead us, and pray that his good qualities will come forward. There's no question that he has leadership ability if it will just be used for good. And there's no question that our nation needs strong leadership if it's just turned toward the good. So let's wipe out our fears and our regrets and our disappointments. I think there were some aspects of karma involved in this election, and some really, really necessary ones for our nation to move forward. And that has nothing to do with the good and bad qualities, or the, shall we say, the sterling or questionable qualities of either candidate, which were almost irrelevant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What needed to what happened in the last 2 to 3 decades is, with the glamour and the glory of our new media-driven world, the Fourth Estate, which is all of the media and our press, had become the First Estate. Our media was ruling our nation, not our leaders. And our media needed to have egg put on its face. Truly, it did. And that was God's answer. Our media needs to hold a neutral position to all persons, reporting only facts, having no bias, having no, being not susceptible to payoff or bias or prejudice or promotion. The freedom of the press that was guaranteed in our country was so that the press would be free and never purchased and never biased and never prone to one side or the other in a contest. And the other thing is, we were not a nation that was designed to have imperial families. We are a nation that was built by people to govern people. Now, pushing aside the possible ineptness of our new elected president, we do have something incredibly charming here, and that is, he's not a professional politician. Do you know, our nation was formed by non-professional politicians, and it was meant to be run by non-professional politicians. And personally, regardless of any objections I could have about him, I'm so really, really optimistic about what could happen if now we the people will just heal. And we actually have a president who's not a professional politician, and we tell him, you represent us because this is our nation. You take your orders from us. We give them marching orders. We tell you what we want. And just think about that. Think about the possibility that this could happen. So, we never know what God's greater plan is. And sometimes we just get really hurt and disappointed because what we thought was the greater plan just didn't turn out to be what happened. And we let go of our negative energy, and then we go into our own place of healing, because that's what we the people are all about, and that is that we are the people, and we take care of each other, and we look forward to taking care of each other, and that's what we really, really want. We want a nation where people take care of each other, and where actually politics takes a back seat. I'm all for politics being less important, personally. I want our spiritual values to be more important. I want our local and regional facilities for caregiving and direction to be more important, because they're far more in touch with our values and our human needs. And so maybe we have an opportunity to do that. And for all those reasons, I'm happy. And I'm going to offer a special blessing for the cleansing of our nation, that we can get past our objections and into our optimism about what we can make out of what happens. Because it's up to us to make lemonade. You know, no matter how many lemons grow on the tree, it's up to us to let them either be sour or put sugar in them and make lemonade. So, as our nation started, it was we the people. And as it shall be, it still is we the people. And let's do it. Let's make the most of what we have, okay? So, we have a caller from area code 413. And you are on. Well, you're not on yet. I'm trying. You're on now. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Yes.
I don't know quite how to ask this, but the last time I listened to you, you seemed so sad. And I don't know if it was just my interpretation or not, you know, but something seemed to be very much on your mind. There was such a sadness under the tone of your, and I don't know if that was personal or if that had something to do with larger things. But anyway, I've been praying for you and holding you in my heart because, you know, I just heard such sadness in your voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it was a little bit of everything, really. I was feeling the incredible moment of destiny that we were facing just 2 days away in this nation, not really knowing which was best. I could see good things on both sides, really. I could. And I didn't know what God's will was. I felt some hurt in the world. And I knew some people who were hurting. And then there were some personal projects I was involved with that were in desperate need of support. And I just really didn't, it was one of those moments of critical mass when I just really had to turn it over to God.
Okay. Is there anything that all of us who receive your blessings and love you could do to help?
Oh, you already have. You already do. Your love helps. Your support helps. The fact that you're here and we're all one community, it helps. It all makes a difference.
Well, you make a big difference, and I know other people think the same way as I do.
Oh, thank you so much. And I always want to be here for you. And I will as long as God lets me. I don't plan to ever be anywhere else on Sunday afternoon.
Well,
although we do have some very big plans in the works, very big plans, and it's some of those I was worried about. But
okay.
I'll keep you up on that as they happen.
Yeah, okay. Please do.
I will.
I know it's important to do something concrete, not just to receive. And I'm just, you know, I'm not, you know, wealthy or super affluent, but I would like to be contributing in some way also, in some concrete practical way, and I'm really not sure, you know, how to do that or what would be the most helpful.
We always have places for volunteers, and you can always write, always call, and we'll see what you can do.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right.
And thank you so much for
I want to send something. It'll be small, but I'm going to send it once a month to you.
Thank you.
As a feel upon my heart, you know, to put something small but significant, you know, into whatever it is that you're doing, because I feel it's important that I would like you to be able to keep the phones on. You know?
Oh, you are so, so welcome. You know, you are so, so welcome. And actually, last Sunday I was facing about a $2,400 phone bill.
God.
And not at all certain, literally, that I could keep the phones on. So that was one of many things. But you know, God has a way of answering all of our prayers.
Yes.
And I want to get back to what I was talking about on the
yes.
About concretizing our
yes.
faith. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
I think it's very, very important that we all learn this. Yeshua had a parable about the woman with she just had a small, tiny amount to give. But it didn't matter to him that it was small. To her, it was everything because it gave concrete form to her faith. Like I was telling you about my prayer journal, I write down my prayers. I write down all of my blessings because it helps us cross the line between what we worry about and leave hanging up in thin air, what we pray about and we leave hanging up on the cloud, and then we get busy with life and we wonder, did God even hear our prayer? And you know what? We can even forget that we prayed about it.
Yeah.
Or we could forget how we prayed about it.
Okay.
We could forget the words we used. And it's true. It's really true. We can literally forget what we prayed about, how we prayed, or that it was, and then we forget to notice that it was answered. Because sometimes God will do what they call in pool, a carom shot. He will knock four balls in the hole with one shot. In other words, by answering one prayer, four or five other prayers were answered. And we become so elated with that one prayer that was answered, we forget about all the others that we ask in the process. And sometimes God doesn't answer one little prayer until he can answer a big one that covers the many. Because one of the things that I would think, now I'm just a very small executive officer in a very, very small. Well, I shouldn't call Spirit of Church small because it's around the world and it actually is the first church that Yeshua founded. So really, if you think about all of its riverlets, it's enormous. But the little part of it that I manage is small compared to the big corporations. I mean, we're just a one office, one little production room situation and one conference call a week and one webinar a week and that sort of thing. So, but still, as an executive officer, I have to think about the bigger use of our resources, the bigger use of our human results, the bigger use of our impact on the world. And I really literally cannot allow myself to get hung up for 4 hours micromanaging a situation that could be handled at the same time hundreds of minor situations could be handled with one large move. And that's just me. That's just me in a very, very small organization. Can you imagine the perspective that our Lord of the universe has looking at the grand moves that have to occur to bring forward human civilization so that we could see and look at the grand moves that have to happen for whole generations to shape up their consciousness, develop their values, and from those values become inspired to solve many, many, many problems, not just one. But let's say one discovery in DNA that allows 25,000 disease forms to be handled. You have to remember that sometimes we have to be patient with God. This is what it means when it's stated so many times in the writings of the apostles, waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord means cultivating our patience for how the Lord will work, not just in small ways. Yes, he does see every sparrow that falls. And yes, he does capture the soul of that sparrow. But not every sparrow can be spared in his life. What God is looking at is how do we save the species of sparrows that we may always have sparrows? How do we preserve the species of rabbits that we always shall have rabbits? Sometimes we have to just get out of the way. Someone was asking me on a conference call, a counseling session, very recently. Actually, very, very recently, and we do need to be moving into our blessing now, but I'll finish with this. And he said, you know, Glenda, I struggle with so many things, and he is the major leader of an enormous international corporation. And he turns to me for his spiritual consultation. Sometimes he is bombarded with threats. Sometimes threats on his life, but constantly threats on his management and his management decisions. And he says, Glenda, you know, I just don't know how you can be a spokesperson for the Lord with so many opinions and so many disagreements and so many people hurting, so many people needing the grace of God, and for all of their prayers, they still hurt, or they still die, or they're still in hunger. I don't know how you can do it. And I said to him, I said, I've learned through the years that I just get out of the way. I get out of the way. Because the more I get out of the way, the more I make room for God. And basically, that's one of the fundamental things that I teach our blessing givers. And I do want to close with this very, very important, important announcement to you. We are having a blessing seminar, the first one in over a year, this January. Even if you don't plan to be a blessing giver in an official capacity, you are a blessing giver in life. And having more aptitude, more compassion, more skill, and more understanding about what's involved in offering more blessings to others in life, I would highly encourage you to think about attending. We will have it online this week and be promoting it for early registration this week. And so much of it really is about us learning to get out of the way to make room for God. that the flow of the Holy Spirit may be magnified through us. Through us. And while I'm talking about that, Yeshua has agreed to flow through me for this Christmas. A few more representations of him as he posed for me for the Lamb and the Lion. And it probably, possibly will be the last time. And I'm not saying that in order to put any kind of pressure on anyone. You know I'm not that way. It's just that come the turn of the year, 2017, Spiritus will become a new phenomenon. In fact, we're getting more and more requests around the world to translate Love Without End into other languages because they know we're about to expand exponentially. And that expansion will take up the bulk of my time. We're going to have a live radio program, which will be airing several times a week, and that will take up my time. We will have many more employees and volunteers, and that will take up my time. Joyfully, joyfully, with all the passion in my heart, but I sincerely expect, as a true prophet of my life, that my painting days may be over by the end of this December. So if you've ever wanted an original painting by me, now would be the time. So you can find your opportunity. It's still online. It's online. I think there are still maybe two more possibilities left. And that's it. So, and also, Yeshua guided me on how to redesign, and this was his work, not mine, how to redesign the background of the Lamb and the Lion so that the background was preserved in all of its details at a different configuration size without his figure or the lamb's being touched at all, so that we can actually get it into a standard size frame. This makes it far, far less expensive for you to frame, because so many times the frame costs more than the giclée. And I'm sorry about that, but there was just nothing I could do because the square configuration had to be custom framed. So now we have a special situation for this Christmas, and then starting the first of the year, we'll have them available also unframed. So I'm really, really excited about all these new things that are happening. These were all things I didn't know anything about until just, well, it's just been happening in the last few days. So thank you, God, and thank all of you for supporting this magnificent, sacred work of Yeshua on this earth. And with that, I would like to welcome him and call him forth into this room with me and into your heart with you, that we may offer you a blessing. Blessing givers, please join me. I will start with a prayer to him, and the rest of you just be seated and be receptive. Allow your attention to fall into your heart, that your hearts may be open to the fullness of God and the grace of God and all the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Just relax and receive, and after it's over, go and lie down and relax and receive more. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us always, that even when we don't know the plans, you do. Even when we don't have the best answer, you do. Even when we make the wrong choices, you correct them for us. Even when we grow lemon trees, you take lemons off and make lemonade for us. Even when we are careless and get hurt, you heal us. We thank you for showing us our greater potential and our ability to love life and to allow life to love us. Because by its very nature, life is love in motion. And so as we allow more love into our lives, we will experience more good on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and in every way, collectively, to be part of a greater movement in this world. We thank you for all these things, and we ask that you be with each person in this blessing, and with every person each person touches in the next week, that your blessings may be multiplied and expanded exponentially. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now finish your receiving. Go and lie down. Relax. Don't think. Don't limit. Don't even expect. Just receive. For God has more in store than you can even imagine. Bye-bye for now, and know that you are in God's hands. You are very loved. And I love you too. So, bye-bye for now.